Today, the country's neighboring Iraq and their key allies are trying to settle on a policy for Iraq's future. Foreign ministers are holding a two-day meeting in the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The talks include diplomats from the Middle East as well as the United States, Europe, China, and the United Nations. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering this story in Sharm el-Sheikh. And Peter, this is the first major gathering of all these parties on the subject of Iraq. Why now?
Well, Iraq asked for it, for one thing. But certainly there's a growing feeling, I think, that the chaos in Iraq is demanding the attention of the international community sooner rather than later. Now, of course, there's still a good deal of lingering resentment over the Bush administration's willingness to act with a limited number of coalition partners. But the feeling is that finding a way to get the American troops out sooner is a better thing, and the international community can probably help with that. Now, Iraq, of course, is here to be seen as part of the neighborhood again, a player in regional diplomacy, even though it's still with an interim government. Their delegation is saying they need two things urgently from their neighbors. One, a unanimous endorsement of the political process, elections here in January, and a condemnation of the violence and terrorism that is plaguing Iraq. Those are not especially ambitious demands. A draft statement is already circulating that essentially backs both of those views, with a little artful wording to smooth over a few disagreements. We're not looking for any very heavy demands on anyone to come out of this conference.
So does that mean that Iraq's neighbors really can help out here?
Well, I think there are things they can do. Certainly that's what Iraqi officials believe and other diplomats. There's been real disappointment expressed by the Iraqis about the efforts so far by countries like Syria and Iran to stem the flow of fighters into Iraq. One Iraqi diplomat told me today, yes, Syria did put some barriers up on its border, and that's a good start, but they could do a lot more, he said, and so could Iran. Now, on elections, there's a bit more of a delicate situation. They're saying, yes, these are an internal affair, don't meddle. If you stop the flow of money and fighters into this insurgency in Iraq, that could go a long way towards helping the elections. Then you have the other side of things, Syria and Iran, which want both a broader participation in the elections, as does France, by the way, and Syria that wants a firm deadline for troop pullouts. There's been a lot of back and forth on all of those issues, and it looks like that's going to be smoothed over in the final communique, and none of those positions will be adopted by this conference.
So, Peter, you're there at this gathering of diplomats in Egypt, and I gather one more diplomat is on the way, Secretary of State Colin Powell.
He's coming, continuing his Mideast effort after meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials. He has a series of bilateral meetings here with a number of the foreign ministers from some of the 20 countries participating. And then tomorrow morning, it's back to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with a meeting of the Quartet. That's the U.S., United Nations, EU, and Russia. They'll be talking about chances of finding a way to get this so-called roadmap for Mideast peace moving. That, of course, right now is completely separate from Israel's own plan to unilaterally pull out of the Gaza Strip. There is not a real consensus yet among officials about whether this opportunity, by which they mean the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, needs something urgent and new to seize the moment. Others say no, it's more important to wait for the Palestinian elections and the new government. So you're sort of hearing on both fronts now, Iraq and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, let's wait till January when both those populations will have a chance to vote.
And amid all these other issues, will the diplomats also be discussing Iran's nuclear program?
There was a good deal of talk about that before the conference. It seems to have died down at this point now. You can never rule out the possibility of some quick sidebar conference at a meeting with this many diplomats. But we already heard over the weekend an Iranian official saying he didn't see much point to a meeting with Secretary of State Powell, who would soon be leaving his position. And by that point, it was already clear that the Bush administration had sent strong signals and said they weren't interested in such a meeting at this point. They preferred the Group of Six talks on North Korea, and they don't approve of the one-on-one talks with Iran right now at this gathering.
Okay, thanks very much, Peter. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon. He's reporting from the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, where diplomats from many countries are discussing Iraq, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and other issues.